The Magic Pitcher. Long ago, in the land of Iraq, there lived a potter. He made beautiful cups and bowls out of clay. And though he worked very hard, he did not always earn enough to feed his family. From the time that she was young, his daughter, Rachel, sat near her father and watched him make things out of clay. He always gave her a bit of soft clay to play with in her hands. One day, when she was just big enough that her feet could reach to kick the potter's wheel, and her hands were strong enough to shape the clay, her father let her use the potter's wheel. Rachel made a beautiful pitcher. She was really proud of it. Her father showed her how to make a spout and how to make a handle out of clay and attach it. Then, once the clay was dry, she took a brush and she painted on the handle the leaves of the olive tree. She held it in her hands. And as she was holding it, she looked inside. There was a drop of oil. As she held it, the pitcher grew heavier, and slowly it filled with oil. She dipped a finger in and tasted it. The finest of olive oil! She rushed to show her father. "It's a miracle!" he cried. Immediately, Rachel had an idea. "I wish I could go and bring this to Grandmother. I could give her the oil." The potter's mother lived down the road a ways, and she also was very poor. "Please, Father, please, can I bring it to her myself? I want to bring it to her all by myself. I know it's far, and I have to drive the cart with the donkey, but I think I can do it. I'm really old enough." "I can? Wow!" Her father prepared four other jugs, each closed with a cork, to bring to her grandmother. A jug of wine, a jug of milk, a jug filled with honey, and a jug of vinegar. These he arranged carefully in the cart, surrounding the pitcher, so that the oil would not spill. Rachel climbed into the driver's seat, shook the reins, and the donkey set off. It was a little wooden cart on a very rocky dirt road. As Rachel went along, she hit a bump. Oh! She glanced back, and she could see that some oil had spilled out of her little pitcher. Then she heard a scratchy, strange kind of voice.
"Rachel! If you give me all of your oil, I can get you to Grandmother's house in a wink."
Where did that come from? Rachel didn't see anyone around, but the voice didn't make her scared. It made her angry.
"No, I'm going to Grandmother's house all by myself."
She kept on riding, and suddenly she hit another bump.
Oh no! More of the oil spilled.
And then she heard the screechy, scratchy voice again from somewhere in the cart.
"Rachel, I can get you to Grandmother's house in a wink. But first, you have to give me all of your oil."
"No, no, I won't give you my oil. I'm bringing it to my grandmother."
Rachel kept on going. And then there was nothing she could do about it. She hit a really big bump. Oh! This time, she pulled on the reins to stop the donkey, climbed down from the driver's seat and went back to look. Almost all of the oil had spilled.
Rachel, if you give me all of your oil, I will get you to Grandmother's house in a wink.
I think that voice is coming from one of the jugs. Rachel pulled out the cork of the wine jug. There was just wine in there. She looked in the milk jug. Just milk. She looked in the honey jug, and then she opened the vinegar jug. Suddenly, Rachel found herself with the cart and the donkey in front of her grandmother's house. Sitting in the cart was a little tiny man with a long beard and a funny little pointed cap and baggy clothes.
Oh, Rachel, I am the imp who was hiding in the vinegar jug. If you had given me all of your oil, I would have had your magic pitcher. But instead, when you pulled out the cork, I had to bring you to Grandmother's house in a wink. And now I won't get any of that oil.
And with that, the little imp vanished into thin air. Rachel ran into her grandmother's arms.
Look, look what I have brought you.
Her grandmother was so grateful to find the gifts of wine, milk, honey, and vinegar. And then Rachel picked up the clay pitcher that she had made. It was empty.
Oh, grandmother, I made this, and I wanted to bring you the olive oil, but it spilled all along the way. I hit so many bumps, and this little strange man.
And just as Rachel was telling her grandmother what had happened, the pitcher once again magically filled with oil. She and her grandmother both dipped in a finger and tasted it. The finest of olive oil. Her grandmother said, "Oh, Rachel, you have been blessed with a magic pitcher. If you had given your oil to that imp, you would have lost it forever. But now, come, let's fill every jug in my house." Once they had poured the oil out, all Rachel had to do was hold the pitcher in her hands and it would fill again. She and her grandmother brought many jugs of oil to the market and sold them. And soon they had enough gold coins that they would never have to worry about being poor for the rest of their lives. And Rachel and her family shared the oil of the magic pitcher with all of those who were in need.